agus Faltero of Galair. My name is Abby, and you are very welcome to my Celtic Corner, where each episode I'll bring you to a faraway land called Ireland. We'll hear about incredible Irish myths and legends, beautiful musical instruments, traditional Irish songs, and maybe even learn some of the Irish language too. Today, we're going to visit the north of Ireland and learn about the incredible Giant's Causeway, inspired by, you guessed it, the largest giant in Ireland, a percussion instrument called the Bowron, and sing a powerful Irish song called Magilla Mar. So have your ears at the ready while I bring you to a northern county of Ireland called Antrim. There once was a giant named Finn McCool who, for the most part, lived a quiet life on the northern Irish coast. One day, a message arrived from across the sea in Scotland. Another giant, called Benandonner, claimed that he was the tallest, strongest, and most fearsome giant around, and he challenged Finn to a battle. Finn was not one to back down from a challenge, so he laid down the gauntlet and accepted. He built a raised road above the water all the way to Scotland, made out of chunks of rock from the coastline called the Giant's Causeway, just so they could meet and do battle. However, on his way to Scotland, Finn spied Benandonner in the distance and realised that his rival was much bigger, taller and stronger than he had first anticipated. Finn decided that he didn't want to fight Benandonner anymore and ran back home as fast as he could. Finn found his wife Una at home and explained the terrible mistake that he'd made. Una quickly devised a plan to dress Finn up as a baby and put him into their son Usheen's cot, covering him with a shawl. Just then, there was a loud banging on the door.
"Where's Finn?"
Benandonner demanded.
"I want to battle with him now."
Una timidly opened the door and said, "Finn's out at the minute herding the cows. Why don't you come in and wait for him, and I'll fix you a cup of tea." So Benandonner sat by the fire waiting for Finn to return and drank his tea, growing more and more impatient as time passed by. Suddenly, Benandonner heard a noise from the next room.
"Ha!"
said Benandonner.
"He's hiding in there."
Benandonner leapt to his feet, clenched his fists and pushed open the door to the room where the noise came from, expecting to find Finn. Instead, Benandonner saw a huge, gigantic baby in a cot. Benandonner paused, looked to the giant baby and to his mother several times, and then his face went pale. Benandonner gulped and realised that if Finn's baby was so big, imagine how gigantic and strong Finn is going to be. He immediately ran out of the house and then home, all the way across the causeway, tearing it out behind him to make sure that Finn wouldn't be able to follow him. Thankfully, Finn McCool didn't have to battle Benandonner that day, thanks to the quick thinking of Una. You can still see the remaining part of the causeway today on the coast of County Antrim and in Scotland on the island of Staffa. What do you think a giant would sound like walking around his house? When I try to imagine that, all I can hear is bom, 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 which I think is very close to the real thing. In Ireland, we have a drum that makes a similar sound to a giant's footsteps called a Bowron. It's a handheld drum that almost looks like a large tambourine without the cymbals around the edges. It's held on its side where one hand is placed against the inside of the drum head to control the pitch and timbre. The Bowron is played with a stick called a tipper. The player wraps the tipper against the drum, and depending on where the tipper hits the drum or where the player's hands lays against the drum on the other side, all affects the pitch and timbre of the sound. The pitch of a note means how high or how low a note is, while the timbre refers to the quality of sound, similarly to how a piano and a guitar can play the exact same note. But the quality of sound from both of them is completely different. Listen to this example of the Bowron. Like Like most percussion instruments, the baryon is very powerful, and when used in song, it adds an energy that will have the listener up and singing or dancing along. One song that we like to sing in Ireland is called Magilla Mar. It's about the great Bonnie Prince Charlie, who was defeated in the Battle of Culloden in Scotland in 1746, almost 300 years ago. Bonnie Prince Charlie was fighting for Ireland and Scotland to make them independent, but sadly he lost the battle. The song Magilla Mar means "My gallant darling" and tells us how brave and great Bonnie Prince Charlie was to have tried so hard to help Ireland and Scotland. Earlier on, I spoke about the Giant's Causeway, the feud between Irish giant Finn McCool and Scottish giant Benan Donner, and how they were against each other. But this song, Magilla Mar, brings the two countries together in honour of their gallant Bonnie Prince Charlie. So, this traditional song is sung in Irish, and it's accompanied by the powerful drum called the Baryon. I'm going to speak the chorus, which is in Irish, and I ask you to listen really closely, as later on I'll invite you to sing along with me. Sé maléach magilla mar, sé mahéasar yilla mar, ní chóras féin ein tuin ná séin, ó chuí again magilla mar. This chorus means, my gallant lad is my hero. He's my hero, gallant lad. I found neither sleep nor happiness since my gallant lad went far away. I'll say it once more so you can listen to the Irish words again. Sé maléach magilla mar, sé mahéasar yilla mar, ní chóras féin ein tuin ná séin, ó chuí again magilla mar. This time I'm going to add the melody, so please have a listen to this. Sé maléach magilla mar, sé mahéasar yilla mar, ní chóras féin ein tuin ná séin, ó chuí again magilla mar. It has such a lovely melody. While the song is sung, there's a powerful rhythm in the background that is being played by the baryon. It keeps the energy lively and tells the listener when the chorus is going to come back in, so they're ready to sing along. This time, we're going to add in the baryon, so it might sound a bit different. Listen to this. Sé maléach magilla mar, sé mahéasar yilla mar, ní chóras féin ein tuin ná séin, ó chuí again magilla mar. Wow, the baryon makes it sound so powerful. So now, will you sing along with me? If you can't remember the words, don't worry. You can hum instead. Sé maléach magilla mar, sé mahéasar yilla mar, ní chóras féin ein tuin ná séin, ó chuí again magilla mar. Thank you so much for singing or humming along with me. Wasn't that just the best fun? Today we learned all about the Giant's Causeway, the powerful Irish drum known as the baryon, and how to sing the chorus of Magilla Mar. I'm so glad you could listen and sing along with me. Thank you so much for being a part of my Celtic Corner. Gurav Mila Mahagwiv agus Salon Gafol. Abby's Celtic Corner is a production of the International Children's Arts Network. You can learn more at icanradio.org. Special thanks to producer Sarah Zwinklis. Production assistance provided by Stephen Joynson and Kevin Wims. This episode featured baryon player Connor Lyons. The executive producer is Suzanne Nance, and I'm your host, Abby Malloy.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation. the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICAN, poetry, story time, and music for kids. Sometimes